أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we are in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, and as Saturday past was the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, insha'Allah. And as the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal marks the anniversary of the birth of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are continuing, insha'Allah ta'ala, to remind ourselves about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn about him. If you do not know, then you should know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has joined in hadith, iman, belief with love of him and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we must love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, and we must love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love anyone or anything. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, greet your Prophet and get your reward. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, how can you love what you don't know? You can't. So we must learn. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, he said, Alhamdulillah, the praise belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose worth cannot be described in speech by speakers, whose bounties cannot be counted by calculators, whose claim to obedience cannot be satisfied by those who attempt to do so, who is the height, and whoever has the intellectual courage, his intellect cannot appreciate, and the divining and the diving in depths of understanding, no matter how deep one goes, they are not able to reach its depths. He whose description no limit has been laid down, no eulogy exists, no time is ordained for it, and no duration is fixed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth creation through his omnipotence, dispersed the winds through his compassion, made firm the quivering earth with rocks. The foremost in religion is the acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The perfection of this testimony and acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to say that he exists and to bear witness to his existence. The perfection of testifying to his existence is to believe in his oneness. And the perfection of believing in his oneness is to regard him as pure. That purity meaning there is nothing else with him. And the perfection of this purity is to deny him any attributes, because every attribute is proof that is different to what is being attributed. Meaning, every attribute means that you're describing something else. And everything to which something is described by means that it is different than that which is being described. And thus, whoever attaches an attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in fact recognizing that there is something like him. And who recognizes that there is something like him regards him as being two. And whoever regards him as being two recognizes that he has parts and divisions. And whoever recognizes that there are parts for him mistook him. And whoever mistook him pointed at him. And whoever pointed at him makes limitations for him. And whoever admitted limitations for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala numbered him. And whoever said that he is in something, then he held that he is contained. And whoever said that he is on something, held that he is not with or without something else. And whoever said that he is this, then he does not recognize that he is coming to being without any other phenomenon. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Imam Ali continued, Allah exists, but not from non-existence. He is with everything, but not in physical nearness. He is different from everything, but not in physical separation. He acts, but without the connotation of movement or an instrument. He sees even when there is none of his creation to be seen. He is only one, such that there is none that can keep him company or anything that he will miss its absence. He, Allah, initiated creation most initially and commenced it originally without undergoing reflection, without making use of an experiment, without innovating or initiating movement, without experiencing any aspiration of mind. He allotted all things their time, putting together their variations, gave them their properties, and determined their features, knowing them before he created them, releasing them fully their limitations, and confining and appreciating, their propensities and intricacies. When Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the atmosphere and expanded the firmament and created the strata of winds, he flowed into the water that he created, whose waves were stormy and whose surges leapt above one another, and loaded it on the dashing winds and breaking typhoons. And he ordered these winds to send this water back down as rain, and acquainted the wind with the limitations of this water. The wind blew, and it blew it under the until the water flowed freely over the earth and over the winds, and made its movement sterile, meaning that it was not to produce anything as of yet. Perpetuated its position, intensified its motion, and spread it far and wide. Then Allah ordered the wind to raise up the deep waters and to intensify the waves of the ocean. So the wind churned like the churning of the curd and pushed fiercely into the firmament, throwing its front position on the rear and the stationary on the flowing till its level was raised and the surface was full of foam. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised from the foam on the open wind and the vast firmament, and made from this foam the seven strata, made the lower one stationary, and the upper one a protective ceiling, and a high edifice without any pole to support it or a nail to hold it together. Then he decorated them, this firmament, with the stars and lights of meteors, and hung it in the midst of this, the shining sun and the moon, under the revolving sky, a moving ceiling, and a rotating firmament. From Adam's progeny, Allah chose the prophets and took their pledge for his revelation and for carrying his message as their trust. In course of time, many people perverted Allah's trust with them and ignored his position. And as a result, they made partners for him. Shaitan turned them away from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and kept them away from his worship. Imam Ali continued, "Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messengers and a series of his prophets towards the people, the children of Adam, to fulfill the pledges of that they gave among his creation, and to recall them and remind them of his bounties, and to exhort them through preaching, and to unveil before them the hidden virtues of wisdom and show them the sign of his power, namely, that the heavens that are risen above them and the earth that is placed beneath them, the means of living that sustain them, the death that kills them, the elements that age them, and the incidents that befall them. Almighty Allah SWT never allowed His creation to remain without a prophet that had been deputed by Him, or a book, or rather without a book, that had not been sent down by Him, or a binding argument or a standing plea. These messengers were such that they did not feel little because of the smallness of their number nor the largeness of those who did not believe in them. Among them, either a predecessor would come to name the one that would follow, or the one that would follow had been introduced by the predecessor. In this way, the ages passed by and time rolled on. Fathers passed away while sons took their places, until Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his fulfillment of his promise as a messenger in completion of the prophethood. His pledge had been taken from the prophets, his traits of character were well known, and his birth was honorable. The people of the earth at this time were divided into different parties, their aims separate and diverse. They either likened Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his creation, or they had twisted his names and turned to something else than him. Through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them out of the wrong with his efforts, took them out of ignorance, and chose Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all of his prophets and messengers to meet with him. Selected him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for his own nearness. Regarded him too dignified for this world, and decided to remove him from this place of trial. So he drew him to himself with honor. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family with blessings and give him the place that he has promised him of intercession on the day of judgment. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, greet your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gain your reward. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's important that we take a pause here so that we can understand something of which we're about to introduce in this khutbah. And it's an important lesson that either we overlook, or those who are familiar, the topic doesn't come up for discussion. And hence those who need to know don't benefit from the knowledge. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, our current era of fast communication and computer technology does not mean in any shape and form that we have bested previous generations in knowledge. It's very important that we understand that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a hint about this in the mentioning of two prophets, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Musa alayhi salam. In the history of Islam, as we understand, both pharaohs, the pharaoh of Ibrahim, Namrud, and Fir'aun, as he is named, of Musa, or pharaoh of Musa alayhi salam, both of them were given warnings by their advisors that at this time a child will be born that will overthrow you. The question that should arise in the mind of the inquisitive Muslim is, how did they know that? They themselves were not Muslim. They themselves were in the employ of a tyrant in both cases. They themselves had no instruments that we have today to be able to see a full picture of the earth from space, to be able to see the face of the sun, literally, to be able to know the movements of the winds on Jupiter or the rings of Saturn. They did not have this ability, but that didn't mean that they didn't know something. I mention this because what they did know were the movement of the stars. They were masters at it. And much of that knowledge has been lost. And I mention that because it's very important to understand that it was revived in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it had not yet completely vanished. And that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, the very day he appeared on this earth, it was recorded that the stars were in a very strange alignment. That stars that had not appeared before showed up. And we know from later hadith that in the realm that we don't know, the realm of the jinn, that the shaitan himself was confounded about what was going on. So it's important to recognize, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has let it be known, the signs in the heavens, to those who paid attention. Hey, something new, different, and strange, ajib, is about to happen, and is happening now. And they were aware and were confounded. At the time that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, a serious earthquake happened. And 50 nights before his birth, there is the event of Al-Fil. And it is this event, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that before the Arabs, they used to calculate their years by the coming of Qusay bin Kilab, if I'm not mistaken was his name, his coming from one land to the land of Mecca. That is how they used to count. But when Amul-Fil occurred, or the event of Abraha, coming to want to destroy the Kaaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him and his elephants, When this occurred, it is this very event that from that point on, they began to number their calendar. This is when their calendar began, and 50 nights later, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. I mention this again to you as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the movement and the cosmos a sign for us. He has mentioned it several times in the Holy Quran and made the eventuality of the shams, the sun rising from the west, a sign for all humanity. A clear sign which will not be able to be denied. And a closing of the door of Tawbah and belief. So I mention these things to you, inshallah ta'ala, so that we understand that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called into command, or rather into service, the sun, moon, and stars to announce the birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least we could sit here and learn about it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that according to the hadith, when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to create Adam, to initiate his creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke to al-ard, the earth. He said, I am going to create a creature whose name is Adam, alayhi salam. This creature that I will create from you, some of his offspring will obey me, and some of them will disobey me. Whoever obeys me will enter my paradise, and whoever disobeys me will enter my fire. So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent Jibreel alayhi salam, descending in the company of the angels of Jannatul Firdaus. And among them, the closest and best of the angels, Al-Muqarrabin and Al-Qurrubiyin. And among them, the angels of Safatil A'la, the highest of the heights. Jibreel alayhi salam then took a handful from the gravesite that exists today of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At this time, it was only this earth, this dust, if you will, that was the purest and whitest of earth on the earth. He then mixed it with at-tasneem until it became a white pearl. Then it was dipped in every river of Jannah, of paradise. When it was removed, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gazed upon it, and it leapt up in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from it, 124,000 drops fell. From each drop, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a prophet and messenger. So all of the prophets, may Allah be pleased upon them, and his choicest blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. Each of them was created from the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they began to circulate around this light. Thus the angels knew the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before they knew anything about Adam alayhi salam. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took what he created of this substance and then mixed it with the dust that would later become Adam alayhi salam, until it became, as Allah mentioned in his book, salsalin kal fakhar, clay like pottery, such that if you were to beat it with your hand, it would make a sound. Why is this so? so that it would be clear that this creature, fashioned from this hard pottery, could only have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as opposed to from soft mud which can be shaped. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaped it into the form of a human being and placed it on the path of the angels so that they could see it as they passed up and down through the heavens. And there it remained for 40 years. And as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, where Allah mentions this in the Holy Quran, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينَ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Was there not a time in which the human being was nothing to be remembered? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, Al-insan here is Adam alayhi salam. And heen, this word, it means 40 years that Adam remained on this path of the angels back and forth on the road to paradise. Every time, rather, the angels looked upon this form, they were amazed at its beauty and its height. They had never seen anything like Adam before. Then Iblis examined him and he said, for what purpose were you created? So he thumped the shell of Adam and it made a sound. And he realized Adam was hollow. So he entered his body through his mouth and exited through his posterior. And he said to the angels, look at this empty creature that cannot hold itself nor stand. If this one is favored above you, what will you do? And the angels replied, we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is this that Iblis, he said to himself, wallah, if this thing is favored above me, I will disobey it. And if I am favored above him, I will destroy it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to in his book, أَلَمْ أَكُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Did I not tell you that I know the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and that I know what you reveal and that you conceal? So he was aware of what the angels had shown of obedience, and aware of what Iblis had harbored of disobedience in himself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rained upon the shell of Adam alayhi salam sadness for 40 years. And then he rained upon the shell of Adam happiness for one single year. And this is why the worry exceeds the joy for the children of Adam. And this is again why the scholars have said that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam between al-balwa wa bala, meaning this term, this simple phrase, it means where can the human being find happiness when his life is a trial and his death is in dirt? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, why do we mention this? So that we can come to understand what we have in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We start with Adam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with Adam. Why is his name Adam alayhi salam? It is because he was created from adimul ard, from the skin of the earth. Why are we called insan? It is because we nasiya, we forget. And Adam alayhi salam, as Allah mentioned in his book, and before we took a covenant, a promise with Adam, but he forgot. Hawa, his wife, was named Hawa because she was created from something alive. And Nisa, from the word uns, meaning that these women, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the woman, An-nisa, plural, because they were created to keep the human being, the male, company, a companion. What is meant by Nuh, his name? He was named such because he mourned his own condition for 500 years. Idris, alayhi salam, was named such because he always was in dars, learning and studying the rules Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. Ibrahim, he was named such. Why? Because he hamma fabarra. He promised and delivered on his promise. Dhulqarnain, why was he named so? It's an important distinction, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and though he was not a prophet, as the companions of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu asked him, whether he was a prophet or an angel, and whether his horns, as he was known, Dhulqarnain, the Lord of the Two Horns, whether they were from gold or silver. Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, upon him be peace, alayhi salam. He replied, he was neither a prophet nor an angel, and his horns were neither from gold nor silver, but he loved Allah, and Allah loved him. And he advised the people to believe in Allah, and Allah in turn advised him. And he was called Dhulqarnain because he called to his people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they beat him on one side of his head. And he left them. Then he returned and he called them again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they beat him on the other side of his head. And so he was beaten only for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Yaqub, why was he named so? Because he had a twin, and he aqaba akhi, he followed his brother. Yusuf was named so because the people, his brothers, they were sorry about what they did and also angry that Allah favored him above them. Musa alayhi salam, he got his name from the Coptic language. Mo meaning water, Shay or Shay or Sha, as it is referred to as in Hebrew is Mushi or Musha. In Arabic, Musa. Sha coming from Shajara, from the trees, that he was found between the water and the trees by the wife of Fir'aun. Ayub, alayhi salam. Why is he named so? Because he never gave up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter the situation, whatever he faced, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawood, alayhi salam, was named so because he treated the wound of his heart. And his son Suleiman was named so because he had qalbun salim, a pure heart. Yunus, alayhi salam, was named such because he eventually, once he returned to his people, became happy with them. And the Masih, or Isa ibn Maryam, this title, there are two opinions. One is that he masaha, he touched the people, and thus healed them by his touch. And some others say he saha, he traveled the earth like a tourist, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But when we discuss these names, we cannot, by any stretch of the imagination, not learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on his throne. The name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The names of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I am the closest person that resembles Adam alayhi salam, and the one closest in resemblance to me in appearance and manners is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed 10 of my names on his throne. and mentioned my description and sent me as good news on the tongue of every messenger sent to their nation. He mentioned my name in the Torah and he put my description in the Torah and the gospel. And he taught me his word, raised me into his heaven, and derived my name from his name. He named me Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mahmud. And from this name he derived Muhammad. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent me in the best era of my ummah, my nation. In the Torah he named me Ul-Hayd. This because by the Tawheed, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, the Kalima, it is by this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the fire to eat the bodies of my ummah. In the Injil, he named me Ahmed, and the people in the heavens know me by Mahmud, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made my ummah al-hamideen, those constantly sending praises. In the Sabur, the Psalms, he named me Mah, because I was the one sent to erase the worship of idols. And in the Quran, he named me Muhammad, for the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the people will compliment me specifically on the Day of Judgment due to the status and the position that Allah has granted me. No one that day will be able to intercede for another except me. On the Day of Judgment, he has named me Hashir, because on that day the people will come before me and fall at my feet. And he has named me Al-Mawqif, because I will cause the people rather to stand before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment. And he named me Al-Aqib, because I am the one who comes after all of the other prophets and there is no other messenger after me. And he named me the messenger of mercy. And he named me the messenger of At-Tawbah, repentance. And he named me the messenger of Al-Malahim, the one who calls the people to fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he named me Al-Muqaffa, because I will lead all of the prophets in salah. And he named me Al-Qayyim, because I am the one who stands before his ummah. And Al-Kamil, the completion. And Al-Jami', the gatherer. And he blessed me, and he told me this: O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I, Allah, send prayers upon you. And I send to every nation a messenger, or rather I sent to every nation a messenger that spoke their language. But I sent you to every black and every red of my creation. And I granted you victory by casting fears and fear in the hearts of the people, which I have never done before you with any other prophet. And I have made the spoils of war permissible for you and your nation, where I have forbidden it to other nations. And I have given you and your ummah two treasures from the treasures of my throne. Suratul Fatiha and the seal of Suratul Baqarah. For those of you who do not know what this is, these are the last two ayats of Suratul Baqarah. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه كل آمن بالله والملائكة until the end. Again, a brief aside. These two ayah are the favorite of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last two verses of Suratul Baqarah. Please invest your time, for those of you who do not know them, and learn them, inshallah. Continuing the hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I have given you and your nation the earth as a masjid. And I have made its dirt clean for you both. And I have given you and your ummah at-takbir, Allahu Akbar. And I have given you, rather, have tied your dhikr, your remembrance, with my own, such that there is no one among your ummah that remembers me cannot help but to remember you. So congratulations to you and congratulations to your ummah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, greet your prophet and gain your reward. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, we have found some benefit in this khutbah today. And bi'idhnillah ta'ala, we intend to complete this topic with our next khutbah, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our hearts and on our tongue that which cannot be measured in weights in the dunya, but exceeds measurement in the weights of the hereafter. That we believe, and we testify to that belief, that there is no God, no deity, no object of worship worthy of worship except Allah, highly glorified is He. And that we believe and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought the truth, was given the religion of truth, and was given the Holy Quran, the book of truth, the clear imam, the word of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we believe. There is no amount of wealth on the earth that we can bring to pay for this. There was no time in our existence that we had to make a purchase for it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent the angel to the wombs of our mothers, this was His ni'mah, His gift that we could not bargain for or even request. It was given to us. And it is the one thing, the only thing, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said about his name, that it is the only thing that forbids the fire to eat our flesh. Not one of us can deny that we are racing towards our destiny. Not one of us can avert it. Not one of us can delay it by one single breath. And so I remind you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that you may have noticed it being a little chilly in here today. And that is because one of the units that have been here for 17 years is failing. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah knows best what is in your pockets, but He put it there not necessarily as a ni'mah, but more so, as He says, al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayat ad-dunya, that it is a decoration for this dunya, and that it is a distraction. Al-malu wal-banun fitnatun lakum, a trial for you. Here is your test. Do you decide to leave the house of Allah bereft and barren when it is in need, when he's given you what you could not purchase with the money in your pocket? Or do you decide to benefit and pass the test and make the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more comfortable so that he can make your final home in the grave comfortable for you? This is the test. We can put our fingers in our ears and run into the snow and deny what we are experiencing, that the house of Allah needs my help. Or we can benefit from this opportunity and show our appreciation that Allah has placed us in the best ummah that ever existed, the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is it going to be? Allah knows best. But inshallah ta'ala, we pray that Allah blesses you to be generous, and that he writes upon you this good deed, and that he increases it and multiplies it for you, and that he expands your grave for you and makes it a place of comfort and happiness, and a place that will be full of light and reward, and that he makes that a temporary, beautiful home and makes one permanent for you in his company in Jannat al-Firdaws. Because you have not neglected, you passed the test. May Allah reward this for all of the believers, inshallah, and all of you, bi'idhnillah, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر